Hello, this is Joe McGee. Welcome to our podcast. Make sure that you subscribe and please share the podcast with your friends. That is the number one way you can help us reaching people with God's love and healing. We love you guys. Hope you enjoy the podcast. Hey, everybody, it's Joe and Angel. Welcome to another Mailbag Monday, where Angel and I take time and answer questions that you sent in to us. We've got a ton of them. We tried to categorize them the best we thought. And so we're going to jump into that. Before we do, we got an announcement to make.
Coming up, Joe has a six-week-long, in-depth, detailed, most he's ever done, webinar on parenting.
It's going to be awesome.
So make sure you look out for that. That's headed your way.
Coming soon.
How can couples maintain a healthy balance between their individual spiritual growth and their growth as a couple? Can you provide an example of a couple who successfully prioritized both?
No. Yeah, if it's worth something, you have to work at it. You know, gold doesn't lay on the surface. You got to dig for gold.
Yes.
You ever hear anybody found gold laying on the ground? No, you got to dig for it. You got to dig for diamonds. If it's good, if it's worth something, you have to work for it. So to have a great relationship, you got to put some time into it. And it's going to be some sacrificial time, some sowing all yourself time. And so, but it will produce a crop. That's how it works. That's how love works. For God so loved the world, he did something. He gave his only begotten son. It cost God everything to love us with no guarantee we would love him back. So that's what it is in a marriage, in a relationship. We're going to do it. I'm going to love my spouse. I'm going the 100th mile. I don't care what you got. I don't care if you ever love me or not. I'm going to love you till Jesus comes to get me. I'm going to love you. So.
That's right. Joe, my husband always takes things very personally. When I tell him that I don't feel like he is listening to me or understanding how I'm feeling, he sees it as though I'm telling him he's bad. This has made me shut down, but I think it's also stunted our growth as a couple. Maybe I'm saying it the wrong way, but I need advice on how to communicate my feelings and emotions without him feeling like it's an attack on his character.
Well, don't say it at all, because it's not working for you. Is what you're doing working? No. And when you start, when any wife starts out with a man, you never listen. You never do this. You should. Man's going to shut down immediately. He's looking for the nearest exit in the house to get outside. He's going to go in the car and drive far away, hang out with some people that he likes. You can be honest, but you got to watch how you do it, how you talk. So just be normal. Don't say, hey, don't ever say you always, you never. Don't do that. Just jump in. Hey, sugar.
Well, she doesn't say that she says that. It says that he's extra sensitive. He's just like...
Well, he needs to grow up. He can get his thumb out of his mouth and grow up.
Well, but let's say that is hard when somebody's hypersensitive.
Yes.
Because it's like no matter how you go about it, they're...
Tiptoeing around on eggshells, trying not to crack anything.
I would probably suggest in that situation that you go to counseling.
Yes.
If he won't go, I would go by yourself.
Yes. Yes, you know, and it'll help you.
Yeah, and that you can get online counseling too.
Yes.
And you can get it from good counselors. You can be real specific on what you want.
And you pray specifically for him. Lord, take this thing off of him, in Jesus' name. I don't care where you got it. If you got it as a kid or an adult,
right.
Take it off of him, in Jesus' name. He's got the mind of Christ.
He probably had a parent that was very dominating that told him all the time.
There's always a reason for this. It came somewhere. And it's very real to him. That's why he's acting the way he is. But you pray that thing off of, Lord, bless him. Talk to him when he goes to sleep, when he wakes up. Send good labors across his path to minister to him and encourage him in Jesus' name. You have authority over him. You can do this.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Joe, our adult kids always seem to be in rivalry. We do our best to not favor one over the other, but it's almost like they want to prove something to us that they are the best. They are very different, and we don't try to make them be the same. I'm just not sure how to communicate that their siblings to their that their sibling is not their rival, but they are on the same team. That happens a lot.
Yes, it adults, does.
Especially when in-laws get involved and,
yes,
and everything else. The role changes. You become somewhat of a peer, even though you're still a parenting figure. You don't have the parenting authority.
My dog's beating your dog. My dog's beating.
Mom gave you this. She didn't give me that.
Yeah, somebody's keeping score. You don't ever keep score. That's not good.
That is why when my kids were little, I did not let them fight. I think that this blows up as they get older.
Yes.
I would not let them fight. And to this day, they are best friends. I would say yes. I was raised in a family where we cut down and we teased and we fought. I'm not having that here. I would always say people come and go in your life. But long after I'm gone, long after your father's gone, you guys will be here for
yes.
each other.
Yes.
And so I just think that now you can't do that now, but maybe you should go to them, have a family meeting and say, hey, guys, we're not the perfect parents.
Yeah.
And you're unfortunately, you're not the perfect kids. But we love you all.
Yeah, that would be a great thing to tell them.
And we don't favor any of you. And I'm tired of this conflict. There's no reason for it. What can we do to resolve this?
I'm not carrying a clock. Well, I spent 12 minutes to you. I'll spend 12 minutes to you. I spent 3 hours to you. I'll spend I'm not going to do that.
And I gave them this and I'm going to give them this. I mean, it's just that so petty.
But, hey, listen, I was a parent of 6 kids. No two are the same. Some kids, all they needed was a hug and a slap on the back. Some kids need about 3 or 4 hours of conversation. So I gave them what they needed.
This is a great example. My daughter never asked for anything. Has been like that for years. My son came to my house one day and goes, can I have your dishwasher? I go,
but are
you okay with me having a big hole in my kitchen? He goes, well, you don't use it because I don't. I think it's easier just to wash them. But I go, no, you can't have my dishwasher. But he will say, well, it doesn't hurt to ask. He will ask for it.
I love that.
They're totally opposite. So you have to take that into consideration. Tell him we love you guys all the same. And I don't know what this competition is or where it came from, but we've got to resolve it.
Yes.
Because we're a family.
Yeah.
And so I'd hit it head on. And say, you're making your mom and I's older days miserable.
Yeah. We're going to be glad when you're gone.
Well, it sounds like they're already gone.
Yeah.
But say, we want to enjoy you. We want to enjoy our grandkids. So what do we have to do? Maybe we should, as a family, go to counseling. Maybe you should. So there's Bible says where there's envy and jealousy, there's strife and every evil work.
Man.
And so I would address that as hard as I could.
Yep. And amen.
Guys, we love you so much. We appreciate so much the time we have together.
Yeah, this couldn't happen without you, partners. This all happens because of you.
Yeah. Thank you. And if you'd like to become a partner, join us at joemcgee.com. We sure appreciate your love and your prayers. Thank you, guys. We're praying for you that this will be a very special week.
In Jesus'
you
name.
And your family.
Amen.
God bless.
God bless, guys. Be sure to join us Monday, Wednesday, and Friday to hear more of what God could do in your life. It's got a great future for you and your family, and we're here to help you get there. Please make sure you visit Joe McGee Ministries on Facebook, YouTube, and Instagram. There you find all of our Friday funny videos and other encouraging resources for you and your family. While you're at it, be sure to visit joemcgee.com. We have all sorts of materials, books, DVDs, you name it, all there to help you, your marriage, and your family succeed.